Hello everyone, my name is Xavier Tempest, and today I will be talking about my DMT trip more in depth. I did do a thread of it on Twitter the day that I had taken the DMT, but I really want to explain more in depth what had happened. So prior to even taking DMT, I didn't really know what to expect. I did read trip reports and I did do a lot of studying on what DMT was, which is known as the spirit molecule, you know, with the encounter with entities and out-of-body experience. And so I had an idea of what it was, but truly I had no idea where it was going to take me. And since I didn't really want to ruin the trip with expectations, I simply just kept telling God over and over again, I want to know you. I want to know who you are, God. And so that was my ultimate intention even before beginning the trip. And so I went to a park and I sat on the grass and got comfortable, you know, somewhere where I was isolated and no one would really bother me. And I ended up using a dab rig and a lighter. And I basically spent about 3 or 4 minutes just heating it up, making sure that I wouldn't waste any of it. And then after that, I inhaled and I held it in. And what was so crazy to me is I don't even remember exhaling. It just immediately hit me. There was this wave of colors that just consumed my vision. And I felt this humongous pain in my chest, like there was a tugging, and I was motioning back and forth like I was on a ride to another dimension. And then it transitioned into pure euphoria, joy, and pleasure. Like there was this overwhelming sensation that just took over my body, and then I felt deep-rooted pain. And it felt very nice because it wasn't just pain, it was just like that pain was being, you know, met with euphoria and pleasure. So it was so bittersweet. And I remember seeing these entities in front of me as if they're just controlling my mind and just clearing all of this energy outside of me. Like it felt like I was being cleansed inside of this entity. And as I started to regain consciousness, I began looking at my hands, my chest, my body, and I started realizing, wow, I'm really alive. This is real, this experience. I'm not just this body, I'm more than them, the awareness of this body. And I came back and I saw this beautiful feminine entity that just was sitting next to me, and I was so in shock that I kept asking her, what is your name? Who are you? This is so powerful. And she didn't say anything to me, just silence. And I remember vaguely seeing a masculine energy there, but I didn't much focus on it. I was more entranced by the feminine energy. And so eventually, you know, I was just vibing with her. I started moving my hands like a wave, you know. And, you know, she was smiling back at me, and it was just so nice to have someone who loves me and care about me without even saying anything, you know? And so eventually she kind of faded away, I got myself together, and I picked everything off the grass because as I had lost physical consciousness, I had, you know, I didn't know where everything was going to go, and it was just all on the ground, so I got all that together. I started walking around, and I remember seeing these spirits around me that kept transitioning into animals and different figures, and I was so humble. I came to my knees and surrendered and kept saying, thank you, universe, thank you, over and over again, and I couldn't stop crying. I was just bawling, and it just felt like this, my chest was just being, you know, all that pain and suffering was just being released from me. And I stood there for a moment and just was just pure awe. And then I stood back up and I walked around for a little bit and I just stared into the sun, just reflecting on why is this illegal? Why is this forbidden? Why is something so pure and beautiful and that has the ability to change your whole life and your whole perception of yourself? I couldn't fully grasp my understanding of it. And still to this day, I've always been an advocate for psychedelics in general, but specifically DMT is something I feel like everyone should try at least once in their life. Because it's inside of us, you know, it's in our pineal glands, it's in animals, it's in plants, it's present in nature. So why would something like this be bad for us if it's literally inside of us? Because I believe God makes no mistakes, and this is definitely not a mistake that God had made. There are many reasons why DMT exists inside of us. And so this really motivated me. I actually want to begin experimentation with DMT. I'm hoping that one of my friends from Colorado, he owns a business, CBD, called Leona Organics, and he's the one who sent me the DMT, and I just want to be so thankful for him, because if it wasn't for him, I literally would never have this trip, and he was so kind to send it to me for free. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I'm going to buy it from him and start experimentation and start documenting this stuff and make it into a book to share it with the world and to let them know that there's so much more to life than just this. You know, I just want to thank you guys for listening. This is just a very short experience that has such an immense impact on my life. And I really encourage people to stay open-minded about it and even, you know, do their best to see if they can try it themselves. You know, I understand DMT is very rare, it's hard to find, but if you ever get the opportunity to do something like this, just take it. Don't be afraid, set good intentions, you know, don't let your expectations get in the way of the trip, and just, you know, enjoy the ride.